Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince, because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door, and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge. And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sony's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags, and they have lasted me. Like, one of mine is way over a year old, and I've worn it so much, and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like, they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah, and no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand.
I know.
The price is right, I will say. Especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Wow. Hi, guys.
We're back.
I hope you guys know that Jessie's like, okay, let's do a countdown. And then she goes on 2 for some reason instead of 3 because you're supposed to go 1, 2, 3.
I do 1, 2. Go. Who are those guys? Come on. Keep up. Let's go. Wait, am I seeing things? Or are you wearing that banana clip that when you wore it last, you wanted to jump off a cliff?
No, this is a different banana clip.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it.
The other one had little olives on it. This is just banana.
Oh, okay. You really like yellow clips, huh? Love that.
I really do. I'm into butter yellow these days. But yeah. I will say what really freaked me out, number one, was it was a banana clip in my vampire costume.
It was okay. a stark, sharp difference, some would say.
It was. It wasn't just me chilling right here on my couch in my t-shirt.
Right.
And then also, it was the cockatoo hair.
You didn't intentionally, like, you had thrown it up meaning to bring it back down and you just never brought it back down. And I thought it was an avant-garde choice. That's why I didn't say anything. I was like, wow, she better work.
No, 10 seconds into this video and you've already said avant-garde. It's off to a great start. No. I love it.
Guys, we have so much to get to today. So much to address. We have to address the fact that ¿Qué dicen mi gente? We've said it wrong the whole time.
Oh, that it was grammatically incorrect?
I mean,
whole
and it would
freaking
be.
Time?
Yeah, it literally would be. That would makes be. So much sense. Have you ever seen our Spanish Get Ready With Me? I mean, come on. You expect grammatically correct Spanish from us? I was telling Kathleen's parents when they came over that my Spanish, I mean, it's gotten better with time, but like when I was younger, oh my God. I one time asked someone if la pizza was dry, meaning the floor, but it's el piso. But I got it la pizza, and then it's
No, I mean that's even I wouldn't even get it that bad. That's
I know
pretty bad.
En la carra instead of el carro. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Wow, Jesse, that's diabolical.
I was young, you know, my brain cells.
That's like no sabo next level.
Yeah, I know it is. But anyway, it's que dice mi gente, and it's so funny because the girl who does our shorts and who helps us out with assets on the show, she made a little comment box for que dice mi gente, and it said que dice mi gente, and I told her, I was like, no, it's like que dicen mi gente, and she's so sweet. She's literally, like, she lives in Mexico, like, she fluently speaks Spanish, and she just told me, like, okay, queen, and she fixed it. I feel so bad. Like, she fixed it to be wrong.
No, instead of her being like, girl, that's not how you say it. She was like, okay,
no,
that's what you want.
She actually said, like, oh my God, like, of course, my bad. I'm like, oh my God.
What a cita.
I know, she was just trying to be nice. She's like, this fucking idiot.
She really was.
Yeah.
We literally love her, by the way.
No, we adore her. But it's been... wrong this whole time. So interesting, huh?
No, not a, like, maybe Paola went to sleep that night second guessing herself. She's like, ¿qué dicen mi gente? Like,
and I'm not gonna lie, there's probably no way Natalia is gonna get the new graphic done in time, so let's throw up ¿qué dicen mi gente? And just start it, shall we?
Yeah, for sure. This episode has it with an end still.
Yeah, are you eating? Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Welcome to Kathleen's eating show.
No, come on, I'm not an eater like that.
Oh, you know what?
I'm not gonna
joke around with you. Everyone thinks I hate you, so I really gotta reel it in.
Oh my God. Okay, that's the first thing we're gonna address.
I have so much to say.
Before we get into que dice mi gente, we need to address the elephant in the room.
We do. We do. Everyone thinks I hate Kathleen.
We really do.
And it's literally so annoying and it's pissing me off. First of all, it was because of you. I think your reaction is what really spearheaded this whole campaign against me.
It is my fault. It is my fault. You looked me dead in my eyes on that couch and you said, I didn't know shit about you. All I know now is that you're a complaining ass bitch and I hate you. That's what you said to me.
I literally didn't say that. That's so interesting that you said I said that because that's not what I said. But what I did actually say and what I meant, might I add, and I was so nauseous. Guys, if you haven't seen our last episode, it was the one we filmed on the cruise. And you could literally see the boat moving, if you look at the frame, the entire time. And I mean, I left it in, number one, because it would have been very difficult to remove. I tried to stabilize it and it was not working. Like, it wasn't picking up that was not part of the shot. And then number two, I really wanted the cinematic experience. I wanted people to feel nauseous with us. You know what I mean? Come on.
No, people were commenting like, oh my God, I'm actually kind of nauseous. Perfect. Watching this episode.
I love that. I love that so much. I was about to throw up. When I got to my room, I was like so disoriented. Like even walking to my room and getting on the elevator, it was like very disorienting.
And you know what's weird? I'm always super, super nauseous, but I feel like I was doing pretty good. Like you guys were way more nauseous than I was. Like you were about to throw up on that couch for real. And I feel like I was like, I mean, I took a little bit of the Dramamine and that really helped, and I don't know, I feel like I was fine.
People said that they could tell when the Dramamine started kicking in because I started getting real drowsy. Yeah. I really did.
You were like very sleepy drunk at the end there.
Dude, I literally was feeling, I mean, if you look at my watch, we finished like almost at 2 a.m. like it was late as fuck.
I know, it was super,
so
super late.
I was tired and then we had to wake up, oh my God, so early. Anyway, all of that to say, if you did watch that episode, I say at a part where Kathleen was telling me that after our last cruise, the one before this one, that she had looked at Danny and said, like, I never want to go on another cruise as long as we live. And so I went into this very brief, what I thought was going to be a very sweet monologue where I was saying, oh my God, I'm realizing now that I really didn't know you before. And then Kathleen instantly started taking it the wrong way, thinking that like I hate her and that I don't even know. She literally told me like, we're not me? Putting this in.
And a bunch of us in the comments took it that way.
Ridiculous. What I meant, and again, I was nauseous. So let me deliver it the way I mean it now, okay? What I meant was that we have kept in touch and we have been friends. And yes, we've had like deep conversations and we know each other's like life and stuff. Of course, of course, of course. But we never spent, like, especially like one-on-one time or like spent that much time together. We would always do like group things or it would be like your parties or go to your house and all your friends would be there. And it was very different. And
I mean, now, we definitely spent so much one-on-one time like filming our stuff, like at my house, on the couch, and like so much one-on-one.
But really look back at the history. We were absolutely blackout drunk every time. I barely remember it. So in my defense, but
that is true.
Also, just like in general, I feel like we've just gotten a lot closer. So that's what I was trying to say. I was trying to say that.
No,
I was
for
trying
sure. To say, I mean, definitely.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like nowadays, like you would totally complain to my face. And like, that's what that connection was, because I was like, oh my God, you complained to Danny. And you said you complained that you felt sick, which I believe that we were talking about how much the boat was rocking, but you definitely never told me, Jesse, I'm never going on another cruise ever again.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Thank you for asking.
The funny thing is that Jesse made it seem like I was complaining about like people I was with. Like I looked at Danny when we were getting off the boat and I was like, oh, I hate them and I will never get on another cruise again. And I was like, I have never been so sick. That was the worst experience ever. I'm never getting on another cruise again. Like right. I hate them. And I was very vocal about it the whole time we were on that boat. You know, we were all like, damn, these waters are very choppy this time.
They were. Like, they were absolutely horrible. I mean, I just don't get why my statement would be taken so harshly. I was just saying, oh my God, like now, like I just feel like I know like all the things that bother you because you tell me. You know what
right,
I mean?
Of course, of course.
Like you don't hold any punches when it comes to like, not to me, but like just in general, like when you're speaking, you don't have like a filter of like, oh, like I need to kind of like act a certain way. Like, no, I don't feel like you have that anymore. So I was talking about how beautiful it is because we're
I get what you
now.
Mean. And totally
forget
get
it.
What you mean.
I completely got stomped all over. Everybody hated me in the comments. My favorite thing, they didn't actually, I'm being dramatic, but my favorite part is when I went to Kathleen and I said, everybody hates me in the comments without even checking. She goes, yeah, I told you that part was bad. I'm like, you bitch.
No, she's like, I hope you're happy. Everybody hates me in the comments. I'm like, well, what did you expect?
Literally, I was like, how dare you?
And then I look in the comments and then I respond to her. I'm like, oh, you're such a dramatic bitch. Nobody was saying anything mean about you in the comments.
Yeah, no, it's true. There was a couple of people being like, oh my God, I'm so sensitive. Like Kathleen, like I would 100% have taken it the same way.
I mean, there were people commenting like, wow, this is Tana and Bridget Stone.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
guys,
I refuse.
Nothing pisses
to
me
be
off
Tana
more
and Bridget
than that.
Stone.
Well, the thing is, we're literally not Tana and Bridget Stone.
No, like actually.
Get out of here. Wasn't the Bridget Stone thing on Patreon? Do we have to fill people in on that? Or was it in the regular episode?
Oh, yeah, no, it was on Patreon. I accidentally called Brooke Schofield Bridget Stone on a Patreon episode.
And like, then when we're at the Coloco Roxy, we all get on stage and we go like this.
I'm so dead. Maybe we don't do that.
Like, what's her name, Bridget?
Who's Bridget?
Bridget Stone. Bridget Stone. Fucking Tana Mojo's, the girl who she does the podcast with. Bridget Stone.
Yeah, that's her name.
I mean, who knows? They probably are friends in real life. And they're like, wow, these internet people are talking. I know. I'm just
saying. God bless. I mean, they're probably friendly. They probably don't hate each other like people are speculating, but I don't think they're like good friends.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince. When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince, because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge. And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sunny's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags and they have lasted me. Like, one of mine is way over a year old and I've worn it so much and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like, they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah, and no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand. I know. And the price is right, I will say. Especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. You know what I mean?
No, definitely not. I mean, Tana was literally like, yeah, we're wrapping this up. Fuck this podcast. She was like, I'm done with this shit.
And I mean, I get it. She didn't want to do like the, you know, the whole like drama.
The drama
of it
stuff.
All.
She wanted to move on, you know, with her new life and her sober life. I get it too. I get it. You know, new stage news. Which, speaking of comments, let's get into Que Dice Mi Gente.
With an N.
I really want to address this comment specifically because Stephanie told me to.
Okay, perfect.
Our beautiful friend, Parkway Travel. Charmed Clarity said, I can't lie, and I say this with love, but I think Kathleen picked up the complaining from Jesse.
That's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Stephanie screenshot this, and she sent it to me, and she was like, I've known Kathleen since we were 10 years old. And
she's trust a complainer.
Me, she did not pick up the complaining. She's like, she did not pick up the complaining from Jesse. Here's the thing, because people were commenting like, are you guys sure you enjoyed the cruise? It doesn't sound like you enjoyed the cruise. We had the time.
I do get that sentiment. No, I do get that sentiment. There's times where I question and I'm like, is everybody having a good time? And then I'm like, I'm pretty sure the answer is yes. But in the moment, like, yeah, I get it. And like, I was there with my kids and stuff, and things can just feel like kind of hectic on vacation sometimes, which is interesting because it's like supposed to be like super chill and all that stuff.
Especially with kids, vacations are always kind of hectic.
Especially
and all over the place
kids.
With a big group and stuff like that. But like, I feel like we complain and we don't really
linger
mean
on
it like that.
No, no, I totally agree with that.
We're like, oh, this is so like, oh my god, whatever, and then we kind of move on. Like, it really doesn't affect us that much. We just love to shit talk.
I also think that in general, complaining is like a way to kind of like bond with people.
For sure.
Like, it's just like, damn, this food fucking sucks, doesn't it? But then we're like having a great time. The food's not that bad. You know what I mean? We're just being silly.
No, literally, Jesse telling Stephanie that she could have used the soup in a Ziploc as an ice pack literally killed
Bro,
me. I was like, Stephanie, she's being super dramatic.
Frigid.
The food was not cold like
it
that.
It was freezing. That tomato soup, I was like, brr, the second I put it in my mouth. And the boneless wings, I mean, not the boneless wings, the buffalo wings, criminal. Delicious flavors, which was so sad, but unfortunate
temperatures. I thought that was so funny.
You know what it is, though? And I mentioned this to Stephanie. It's that people know the version of you that is beauty guru Kathleen Lights. And beauty guru Kathleen Lights is not the Kathleen Lights I know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, like, I'm showing you, like, well, not anymore, but, like, I would do, like, makeup tutorials and talk about my favorite products. Like, I'm not really going in on my personality or telling you, like, about my life.
I think that the difference is that when you're on camera, and especially, like, you try to be respectful to, like, all brands and all stuff, just because it's, like, not kind to just be like, oh my god, look at this piece of shit, like, obviously, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
right,
you're very like just chill in the way that you deliver information, even when you don't like something.
Yeah, like if I've hated something online and I'm like, yeah guys, I don't like this, like the formula is not very blendable, like it doesn't really work for me, because I also feel bad like shitting, even, I mean, I will tell you if I don't like
right,
it,
of course,
but I'm not gonna like be like fuck it, but I'll text Jesse like, oh my god, this shit sucks.
Right that's what I'm trying to get at, is like there's like a filter on it, because it's just like not the space to be a complaining,
right, you know, yeah, freak. of course yeah,
so like I do get that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the version of you that people know a lot, and not so much, you know, the one that's always like looking around and being like, wow, everything sucks, you know what I mean?
Okay, but I'm not like that. First of all, wow,
you were complaining about the Disney cruise like a month before we went on it,
because it's so expensive for what? But then I went on it and I was like, oh, for this. I loved it, honestly. I did.
No, it was
and
great.
While she complained the whole time about the food, the only food that sucked was the barbecue, the banana ice cream, and the mac and cheese. Everything else was slamming for me. I loved it. I definitely enjoy things more than you, I will say. But yeah, the thing is that, like, I'm not going to show that super harsh side of me when I'm reviewing things.
Yeah, you know? Like you're not going to talk on your beauty channel about how bad the dulce de leche ice cream gave you diarrhea.
Oh my God. It was so good though.
Bro.
It was
so guys, good. For our bonus episode that's coming out next week, next Monday, on Patreon, literally throughout it, Kathleen had to get up and run to the bathroom. She was constantly
multiple
shitting,
times,
like, and then I had to pee, and she didn't let anyone go in the bathroom. And I'm like, bitch, it's not my fault you're blowing up this place. I need a freaking pee.
And it smells. It makes me uncomfortable.
You're a real gassy
but
girl.
But all that to be said, by the way, guys, if you follow the beauty guru side of me. I will always tell you when I don't like something.
Oh my God,
yes,
of course.
I'll be fully honest and transparent. Never a false eyelash here, my friends. Never a false eyelash.
Oh my God, did you see that? She just made a fucking nod to that of like in her L'Oreal campaign.
First of all, oh wait, hold on. I need to talk about that. Yeah, I need to talk about
that. It's crazy.
Once we move on from Que Dice Mi Gente, I'm going to make a note about that. Hold on, because I want to say something about that.
You do that.
But yeah, I really do always try to be kind on the internet, because you know.
Not on this show, but another place.
Not on the show, but like when I'm talking about certain brands, I don't want to be like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever.
No, of course. Come on. And also, I think beauty products are different, because it's like one thing. Yes, some things can objectively suck. Like, what's that palette that everyone hated from Anastasia that it was like a huge thing?
Modern Renaissance?
No, everyone loved that one. It was like the one after
that.
Yeah,
I loved it.
It had like greens in it or something. Everybody fucking hated it. Anyway, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like things don't work for some people and it works for other people. But I think that
as
a collective, everybody can
exactly
decide that something sucks, and that's like rare in the beauty space, but like, yeah, sometimes like you hate something and I love it, or vice versa.
Yeah, like for example, I have gotten a perfume where I smell it and I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible, right? Yeah. Like I think this smells disgusting, and I'll go on and I'm like, oh guys, this did not work for me, I didn't like it, I had too much rose, whatever, I don't like it. But I'm not gonna be like, this is the most vile, you're gonna smell like a dirty old grandma sock, whatever, because there are people who like that scent profile, and that's super rude for me to be like, what the fuck? Like that's rude. So I just try to, when I, the beauty guru side of me, I really do try to be kind and respectful, even if I am
I love that.
Telling you I don't like something. Honesty always, transparency always, but I am kind and respectful.
Of course, yeah. Come on.
When I'm behind the scenes over here, I can be a little bit more like...
a little loose.
No. Oh my God. So Carla says, Jesse, show us a quince picture. Do you have any boat, like pictures of you on the quince?
I sure do.
Oh my God. We got to slap those up, because as soon as I saw that comment, I was like, yes, we need to see that.
I literally think the only way that I have pictures of it is my dad has them hung on his wall. I'll have him take a picture of it so I can put it in.
Oh my God. It's literally, your dad's house is so cute. Does it smell like garlic a little bit? Yes.
A little bit.
Pictures of your whole family.
Bro, me and Alex had to ride in his car to go to Publix before the cruise. And when I tell you, we got in there and Alex started gagging. He started gagging. He had to open the door.
No, he told me about it.
Yeah, he almost threw up. And then I told my dad and he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how many more ways I need to tell you. Your nose blind. You can't smell
it. Alex was like, I had to lower all the windows, and it wasn't until the car like started going that the air was like flowing through the car.
It was like cooking garlic in there. Like, just like, oh, it was fucking disgusting. The best part is though, on like day two, he starts detoxing from it. You know what I mean? And he like stops smelling like it, because he can't have garlic on vacation like how he does every day. By the way, if you don't know, my dad eats like 12
cloves of garlic a day. He says it's like keeping him alive. Like, I don't know.
Keeping him alive and keeping the women away.
No, no. My favorite part, he told me, he's like, you know, all these women that I like hang out with and stuff, nobody tells me. I'm like, well, okay. They probably feel bad, Bobby. Like, I'm just telling you right now. You
stink. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I love that that's like an arc on this channel is how bad my dad stinks of garlic. My dad was like, okay, let's go on a Disney cruise in June. I sent him the prices. He goes, okay, never mind.
No, literally, like the reason we went in February because it was significantly cheaper than going in the summer.
It's double in the summer. Yeah, it is. I just fear we're not going to be rich by then either. So it's just, I don't know if it's in the cards.
Sorry, Papi. Oh my God. This comment from Carly says, so can we get an episode with Alex? So many comments of people wanting us to freaking film with Deborah.
You know what's so annoying? Besides you filming a perfume haul without me. And Alex in the background.
That wasn't a haul, first of all. It was perfumes I brought on the Disney cruise.
You know I'm a
cruise.
Very jealous person. I did not like that at all. And on top of you last night hanging out with Benji and Joey.
Oh my God. I can't wait to talk about that. We're going to get into that after this segment.
I hope it was a horrible time. But anyway, besides that, I'm scrolling my TikTok and who do I see but Kathleen doing a beautiful cruise video. And who's behind? Alex. Where was my invitation?
Yeah, well, we were roommates on the cruise.
And then I comment and say, bitch, like basically what the fuck? You answer, you were sleeping. That's a lie. You lied. I never even took a nap on that fucking cruise. I was probably lollygagging around.
You probably went to go wash your hair with something.
Oh my God, I only did that one time.
I don't know where you were. I just know you were.
Yeah, you didn't even ask. That's the part that hurts the most. Anyway.
I was getting dressed, getting ready to go.
Also, why the fuck did you bring so much perfume on the fucking boat?
Oh my God, can I live my life? I like to mix it up. I like to layer.
Like, I was kind of shocked. You just kept going and going. I'm like, girl, we're here for 2 days.
I brought three.
Three, one for each day?
Nothing. Yeah, you know, I like to layer. Come on. One is like a nighttime, one is like a daytime.
Right.
I have to have my options, you know.
I just brought Miami Nectar and called it a day.
Oh, I love Miami. Good choice. Good choice.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Love Story said, I love how this gave drunk reporters on the scene that the camera kept rolling and they most definitely won't be airing this live. But for real, it seemed like y'all didn't really like this cruise. That's what I was saying earlier, but we addressed that. Yeah.
We loved it.
We definitely did. We loved it.
We loved it. It was fantastic.
We have recommended it to literally everybody. Everybody who's asked us, we're like, you guys have to take your kids. It's the best cruise ever.
I know. It really is magical.
And then I only have one last comment that I wanted to address because I think this is so true and so funny. Genesis says, I watched the first three episodes when they came out and then watched the last three and realized I missed out on so many inside jokes. So I spent the last week catching up.
Oh.
And happy to be up to date. That is so true. If you missed one episode, you might miss something.
Yeah. Right now, if you're just joining in, now is the time to catch up on the lore. Because if you catch us on episode like 150, you're totally fucked. What are you supposed to do? Go all the way back and watch? I mean, come on, do it if you want, but
you're
I'm just so saying
fucked. How are you gonna get anything?
And it is kind of crazy, I bet, watching the first three episodes and then these, because you know things have changed between us. Come on, we can't deny it. I know you don't want to hear it.
Oh my God, I just gushed blood all over the place solely. But I'm good, I have my thing in. I'm not gonna check, I'm sober. I'm not gonna check.
You wish that was the first time she's gushed blood on this podcast, but it's not.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, SeatGeek.
And this is a very exciting SeatGeek sponsorship because this is right after we bought our Olivia Dean tickets with SeatGeek using our code JKPODCAST10. And we're officially going to the Olivia Dean concert. How exciting is that?
I'm so excited because we were trying to get Olivia Dean tickets literally everywhere. And we were like, wait a minute, we need to get them on SeatGeek. And immediately we got the tickets so fast, really great seats and a good price, especially for where we're sitting.
Yeah,
honestly,
sure.
Shout out to SeatGeek.
Yeah, and with over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app, and it makes so much sense why. It is so easy to use, and there are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
Yeah, there are so many artists going on tour in 2026, like Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, BTS, Ariana Grande, Cardi B, Alex Warren, and honestly, I'm about to go on SeatGeek because I need to go to Harry Styles' concert. Jesse, you don't understand.
Oh, I know. I need to get and those. She completely missed the presale. It like just whooshed right on past her. So she's got
they
go
really did, but I'm going to get them on SeatGeek.
And one thing I love about getting my tickets on SeatGeek is that their tickets are rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So you know if you're getting a good deal. So if you see a little green dot, that means it's a good deal. If you see a little red dot, it's a bad deal. And when you click over those prices, wow, what a difference. It really is a bad deal when they're saying it's red.
Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee.
And concert season is right around the corner. So to make it even better, you can use our code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10.
Make sure that you click the link in our description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so that you can use it later.
And thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring our podcast.
You sent me a comment that said something along the lines of they hope that us doing this as a business isn't going to like ruin our friendship, because I think they're picking up on the fact that we bicker. What is it? People say we bicker like an old married couple, like siblings, like we're siblings, just like fighting.
But that would never change regardless.
I don't know. I just want to reassure people that you would need to worry if everything looked absolutely perfect. Like if I didn't leave that bickering in, that would be because it's like too real. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, we got to take that out. Everyone's going to know we hate each other. But because I leave it in, hate each other.
Exactly. No. Actually.
I mean, literally. And like if you see me and Alex talking at all, like we fight all the time, but like not actually fight, like we're just bitching at each other God, and just saying stupid
things. Endearing. Come and on, honestly I love it. Last night I was out with Joey, Benji, and Benji's girlfriend Maddie, love her. Joey called Jesse on FaceTime and they were talking, and when Joey goes like this and shows Jesse me on the FaceTime, Jesse went and got scared like that. Like if she had just seen a troll.
You did scare me.
Oh, yeah. So that's the end of Que Dice Mi Gente. Let's talk about that. So last night I went out with Joey, Benji, and Mari. And it was like a double date, me and Joey, Benji, and Mari. And
it wasn't fun, was it?
No. Okay. So let me just start by saying the vibes inside the place. So we went to this like dive bar that was like kind of giving Key Westy a little bit, like Key West vibes. However,
that's what you said about the inside, Kid Rock bar. And I fear it was not Key West
vibes. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that, but way less packed. Like había cuatro gatos. Okay. So it was really cool because, you know, you love karaoke. I love attending karaoke with you guys because I love your, you know, the voice is so good. You, Benji, Joey, you guys are so good. And so I love going to karaoke with them. It's the best. And so they text me and they were like, oh my God, there's this place that has live band karaoke. So like you're singing karaoke, but the band is like live, which is pretty amazing. And so there's a list of songs that they know how to play and you can pick throughout those songs, and then you go up there and you sing it, whatever. And I thought that was so cool and so fun. But when I walked in, the vibe was kind of like Hot Topic. But like more straight.
Is Hot Topic gay?
No, because like Hot Topic could be like, you know, for the girls and the gays, and like I love a Hot Topic queen, like a little goth girl, whatever. This felt like they were all like very straight and scary.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, like Hot Topic meets Sons of Anarchy.
I don't know.
Good.
I know it's a motorcycle show.
Yeah, it was like Sons of Anarchy vibes, but like
you have watched every television show in history. Is there a show you haven't watched?
There's so many I haven't watched. I really want to get into Bridgerton, Mad Men. I've never seen Mad Men. There's so many.
That's about it, huh? For me, no, it's literally like I've never seen a show. I've never seen that either.
No, you have like actual, like what's wrong? Why don't you watch TV?
I wonder. No, but I watch a lot of like reality shows. Like me and Nassim now are watching X on the Beach. But oh my God, it is the most deranged.
Okay, see, I don't watch any reality TV except Love Island and Jersey Shore.
I could not. I feel like I already said this, but I didn't get through the last season of Love Island. I never finished it.
Oh, I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Really? As entertaining as the last season?
Yeah.
With
Leah and
all of them? Come on. No, of
never,
course not.
Never.
Yeah, I love reality shows, but even then, there's a lot of reality shows I don't watch. I don't watch any of the Real Housewives. None of them. I tried to.
I mean,
didn't
never.
Like it. Yeah, I guess the series, like, I don't know, because I started watching Younger a while back, you know, the one with Hilary Duff in it.
Oh, I loved that show.
Oh my God. And I binged it. Like, I was like obsessed with it. And I'm sure there's so many series that if I should watch them, I would be so pleasantly surprised and excited.
You would love Jane the Virgin.
Oh my God. I just feel like I wouldn't.
You would. No, you would. It hits so close to home. It's like in Miami.
See, like you're like not selling it. Like that is not.
Oh my God, I freaking hate you so much.
You're saying don't say that. They're going to clip you and they're going to say we hate each other.
That's okay.
No, but like seriously, give me something other than like they're in Miami.
Oh my God, I love any. Listen, if a show is set in Miami, I eat it up.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're too easy to please.
Oh, I am. I'm so easy to please. Come on. Did you ever watch Magic City?
No.
Oh my God, fantastic. I mean, it got canceled after season two, so I don't know how fantastic, but wow. It was set in Miami and it was just so good.
I watched Dexter. That was set in Miami.
Yeah, that was good. And honestly, like, I liked the very, like, it's back and I liked the newest season.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I just, like, once he went on his lumberjack journey, like, that was it for me.
No, the lumberjack season was really bad. It was really bad. But this new one, it's set in New York and it has a bunch of, like, Neil Patrick Harris, my Hear Me Out from Game of Thrones, he's in it.
Your Hear Me Out from Game of Thrones. Who the fuck is your Hear Me Out from Game of Thrones?
Come on.
Hodor?
Who?
Who is your Hear Me Out from Game of Thrones?
What name did you just say?
Hodor.
I don't know.
Hodor is like the big guy that would carry around. Oh, I love him. So. Oop.
It's the exact opposite of that.
Kit Harington?
No, the opposite of Hodor would be...
Oh, open door. Who are you talking about?
Come on, think of Hodor and think of what
an oh, Peter Dinklage. Yeah, my God, I fucking completely... I'm so dead you said the complete opposite.
Wait, but is it the same storyline? Like, literally it is Dexter, or did they change it? Because that's annoying. It's after the Lumberjack. Like, it continues the Lumberjack season. I don't want to ruin anything, but, like, it continues the storyline, but he goes to New York. He's living in New York, and he's, like, it's really, really good.
You know what? When is it safe to ruin things? You know what I mean? Like, at what point in something being released is it just safe to talk freely?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Because you ruined a book. And people got really mad. At what book was it?
Yeah, the book has been out for like 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, at what point? And I do understand that you just started reading it, but I don't know if you knew this. It's been out for like a million years, you know?
I know, but I don't know. Just in case. I don't want to give any spoilers.
No, I agree. I'm just more so doing like a poll. Like, I want to know, like, is it always like a, oh, there's a spoiler here? Because I guess anybody could be starting to watch Game of Thrones right now. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing.
I mean, we didn't say anything to spoil Game of Thrones.
No, we didn't. But I'm saying, like, I really can't say how Game of Thrones, like, ends if I wanted to. Like,
no.
That's crazy. No. That shit's been... Like, I watched the finale, like, a million years ago.
You can't even say how, like, Harry Potter ends.
I don't even know how it ends.
Oh. Tragic. No, I mean, happy. Very happy.
I did read all the books when I was younger, but... Part of me wonders if I was actually retaining any information from the books or if I was just trying to beat Margaret Alonso, an accelerated reader. Like, I feel like I was reading to take the test. You know what I mean? And then just, I don't remember any of it.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about accelerated reader. Wow. Bitch, that just took me
back.
That
was my Olympics. And it just pissed me. I could never beat her. That bitch would read faster. I would read like a book a fucking day and it didn't matter. She would read two. Like, it was just insane. I couldn't deal with it.
Oh no, I was not very... I mean, I'm a slow reader. I love reading, but I am a pretty slow reader.
I have to read out loud a little bit or else my brain doesn't understand it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I don't at least like whisper to myself, then I could read it. Like I can actually like in my mind say the words, but nothing gets retained. And then I'll be like, oh, I have to read that page again. And by the time all that's done, I'm going to bed. I don't want to read anymore. So that's why I don't read.
Oh, wow. Got it. Okay.
Oh my God. Speaking of books, I was showing Kathleen that my brother Jonathan, we were about to board our flight and he takes out a fourth wing. Is that what it's called?
Fourth wing, yeah.
Yeah, because I heard him telling my stepdad and he's like, yeah, this book is great. Like, it's a little spicy or something like that, he says. And I was like, spicy? And then I look at the cover. I'm like, oh my God, he's reading one of Kathleen's horny fucking fairy books.
Fourth wing is a little spicy, but it's not like, you know, a court of silver
flames. What's the spiciest thing that happens in it?
I mean, the main couple fucks for sure. But it's not like he's going to fill your dirty little holes like Quicksilver. Nothing like that. He doesn't say anything. He does tell her like... Oh yeah, fuck Violet or whatever the fuck, I don't know what he says, but I'm super cringed out by Zayden. Like, the main guy gives me the ick big time. But yeah, they get horny for sure.
I mean, he's an adult, you know, he could read those books if he wants.
Yeah, he's an adult, and like, it makes sense that Jonathan likes it because like, while they're having sex, for example, like, he's like, has like lightning powers and he's like blowing shit up and
stuff. I'm so dead. That's like right up Jonathan's
alley. Yeah. It's like very Marvel coded.
Very interesting. Oh my God, Jonathan was so pumped at the Avengers dinner.
He oh my God, no, loved I just, it.
And yeah, my favorite part was they told it. Us, our waiters were like, hey, I know dinner's at 5:45. Come at 5:30 for the show. And we were like, oh my God, okay, we got to get there early. Everybody busted their ass to get there at 5:30. The show is literally the TV.
Hold on. But I am, can I go on a rant? Because yeah, like, I'm sure. Going to do the opposite of what she's about to do. She's about to complain and I'm about to say how cool. How cool is it, guys? Okay. So while you are in the Marvel restaurant, on TV, they're playing like a movie, but it's not a real movie. It's literally just for the restaurant, but it's the entire duration of the restaurant. And it's like a whole scene that these actors put, like that they put together for the Disney cruise. They're fighting, I have video, they're fighting crime and they're like fighting bad guys on a boat, like on a Disney boat. So it's like, you're watching the video and they're like fighting on the cruise that you are on. That is amazing for a child. Like if I'm a little kid, I'm like, holy shit.
That yeah, is if so I'm cool. A little kid. Bro, okay, that was admit. The important caveat there. If I was a child.
Oh, I mean, we're literally adults on a Disney cruise, bitch. Like, what do you expect? The cruise is for children. It was so cool. I could just imagine like a little boy or a little girl like looking at them being like, oh my. Like that was just, I thought that was so epic. Like a nice little
100%. Really. Yeah, come on.
Come on. That was so cool. I was like, oh my God, they're literally fighting next to the Aquamouse.
I mean, it is, I don't know if you know this, it is CGI.
I know.
It wasn't. They're not actually on the ship with us. I don't know if you knew that.
But they put that together for the cruise.
Yeah, and they got paid those damn lines. Well to do it.
I know, but I just think it's a nice touch for the children. It's cool. Gosh.
No, cool. You're so right. It really is cool for the children. But for me, I'm like, craning my neck over every fucking 5 minutes to watch the screen.
There's 900 screens all over the whole. There was no need for any crane. No,
I could not find one that, you know, sat right with my visuals. Like, I couldn't, like, it was either to the right or the left. And then, you know, this thing, the quantum, I don't know what. And then I'm not into Marvel. So that's the second thing, obviously, for me.
Yeah, Jonathan's like, Jesse, are you dumb? That's a quantum fibrillator, 3000.
Yeah, no, he knows everything about it. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. And then they have you, like, press a button. And I'm like, bitch, I'm mid bread buttering. Like, can we not?
No. It was so cute. Jonathan got like a hot coffee or a hot chocolate at the little like coffee shop, and they did the little Avengers logo on top of his coffee. And I took a picture of him like taking a picture of it. And it was so cute. He got so excited when he saw that little Avengers thing on his coffee.
Oh my God. My whole morning. I didn't know that. They, I have to say, are amazing with branding on Disney ships. I mean, like from like railings having little hidden Mickeys, they print a fucking picture on every like coffee you get. I got Stitch.
How? If we got iced. I didn't get any pictures because all my stuff was iced.
Oh, well, I a couple times forgot to say iced. And then I'm not going to correct them. So I got a couple of pictures.
Oh, well, at least that. You got a picture.
Yeah, okay. I did. I will say the lids of the cups, disgusting.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not as sensitive to smells as Alex is. Oh, my God. He's like next level when it comes to certain smells.
Because of the hole in his nose.
I couldn't even drink that coffee. The lids smelled like cool water.
It smelled like somebody had put them in a jacuzzi. Like they all fell. Yeah. And then they kind of molded and they just dried out and they put them on everybody's cup anyway. That's what.
And then immediately
like.
Alex and Jesse took theirs off their coffee. And then I continued. I just held my breath. Oh, my God.
Before I forget, I'm remembering a story we forgot. We told you that the cruise was going to last for at least 3 episodes. So
no, we did tell the story
of Alex going to guest services.
We didn't say the my friend is dreaming
story. No, I don't think so. We definitely didn't say it in our like regular episode.
Oh, man, I wonder if we said it on the bonus episode. Oh, well, we'll say it again.
Yeah, we'll say it again. So basically, I got my period, as we discussed. That's why I was such a raging bitch. And I wanted to punch Kathleen the first night out of love, of course.
Not just me. She wanted to punch everybody. I promise you that.
I did. Kathleen was just sitting next to me. So
Nassim almost got some elbows to the face a couple times.
No. That's why, didn't you notice? He started finding seats far away from me. He's like, maybe not.
Bro, Nassim is so cool, calm, collected. It's insane.
God bless. Sometimes he's not, but like for the majority of the time, yeah, he really does a good job.
So like easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. I think it's like, wow.
He also internally falls apart. You know what I mean? Like he'll keep it
up. Oh, but you know, God bless. He doesn't show the rest of the class.
Yeah, I like to display my panic for everyone to see.
You guys balance each other out.
But yeah, so I got my period and instead of buying tampons, because I will say, I understand they have like deals with the ports and stuff, and that's why they cannot open the shops when you're docked. But the shops were like almost never fucking open. I couldn't just go and buy tampons somewhere. The stores would be closed. So anyway, I had to go to guest services. And also then I found out that most of the bathrooms have tampons in them, which is amazing. So anyway, I was grabbing from left, right, and center. And I went to guest services and I asked for more tampons. And then Alex comes behind me. He was asking me if I had my chafing cream for his thighs. And so I was like, no, I didn't bring it. And he's like, oh, fuck my life. Because I had brought it to Nashville. So right after me, Alex comes up and he goes, hi, my friend. And like points at me. I'm like, I just got tampons. So fuck you.
And the thing is that Jesse's like right behind him and I'm standing directly next to him, like looking at the lady. So when he says that, like, ha, my friend is chafing, like I had to walk away. I started to immediately crack up because
he didn't
like,
even
I
need to
that
say
just...
that. Like he just should have said, like, do you have any ointments for like you know, like an irritation or something? Like he literally points to me, my friend is chafing. I'm like, you fucking bitch. I'm like, your friend. And then me and Kathleen, oh, we went away in shame and we were laughing. And then he ended up getting some burn ointment that ended up helping out his thighs. No, and my favorite was then later on, he's like, oh, I'm going to go get some, what was it, like antacid or something from guest services. I go, bitch, it's not CVS pharmacy. You're going up there 12 times a day for medicine. He goes, they have it there. I saw it. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Oh my God, that was so funny. My friend
is chafing. Apparently, I'm just a bloody chafing beluga whale over here. Like, literally.
No, literally, after she grabbed her tampon, she's also chafing.
And the lady was so sweet, but like the second I'm like, hey, do you have any tampons? Like, I don't like lower my voice or something. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, of course. Like, she kind of like whispered, and I'm like, it's okay. Like, you know, come on, we all bleed. Look at Kathleen. She's free bleeding all over her chair.
No, literally. I got my period last night, and wowza. But yeah, all that to say, last night wasn't the same without you, I will say.
Shut up. That's so stupid.
You know, it really wasn't. It wasn't the same without you. You are the glue that holds us all together.
That's a lie.
No.
You don't mean it.
You are. You definitely are. I will say, like, there is something about a live band karaoke that, like, gives you the feeling that it's not, like, a free-for-all. You know, like, the people that go up there sing well. You know what I mean? Like, it's a live band. Like, you gotta sing. You gotta sing.
That's not what the girl who went before Benji thought or did, because, wow. Yeah. Yowsus.
There were a couple people that did, yikes. But you know what? They're having fun. They're up there, whatever.
No, Benji, I love the concept.
Joey killed it. Oh my God. Joey did Wonderwall. And you know what's so crazy? Because I do like the song Wonderwall.
I hate that song.
The thing is, I like the song because I really like the lyrics. Like, I really like what, but like that man's voice, like, it like bothers me a little bit. Joey singing Wonderwall. Wow. So refreshing. So
really?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you sent me a video, but it looked like you filmed it with your toes.
What? I lowered the vibe, like the lighting, to give it the vibe. I will say though, I ordered an old fashioned and I need to insert the picture of what the fuck they gave me. And me and Joey looked at each other, like, as soon as he put it on the table, and we were like, that is not an old fashioned. It looked like a cranberry juice. Like,
oh my God. Just, did you return it?
No, I was like, thank you, sir.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's the exact same thing that happened in Universal.
There's a difference.
No, that's the same thing. There is a difference.
The man that gave us this old fashioned almost hate crime Joey.
Why?
He was so mean. I'm telling you, there was like, it was cool, but there was a sinister vibe present. I can't explain it.
Say less.
And I noticed it when Joey went up there to sing, bro, the drummer girl behind him, okay, was like, see guys, he's proof that anybody can come up here and give it a shot and like whatever. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
She said that, like, after that he performed?
No, before he performed. He gets up there, he's grabbing the mic, she's like, see, look, he's proof that anybody can come up here and try and give it a shot. I was like, what do you mean by that?
What does she mean by that?
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
She said, if this freak can do it, anybody can.
Well, I'm like, why? Because he's wearing earrings and not like a freaking bandana and a giant beard like everybody there.
Oh my God. Just because he's not like an obvious like fucking motorcycle bicyclist? Yeah.
Yeah,
what, like, is it called? What? A biker. Like, a motorcycle bicyclist.
He's not in a bike gang. Like, what's going on?
Like, literally, what the fuck? So they were hate criming him left and right.
So the vibe was off, but I did love, like, hearing him play the music.
Benji would gather everybody to a place like that. He would do that. That's so Benji. It was interesting. And I bet he sold it to everyone, like, guys, we're going to have, like, such an awesome time. Like, karaoke, live bands. He doesn't consider the girls engaged.
Dive bar, Key West vibes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I had a good time.
This is a PSA to Benji, my cousin. I am so fucking sick of you texting me when I'm panicking, trying to get up a JK episode. Literally, like, every week. Okay, and last week it was late because we literally got home on Monday night. And I get a text. Let me read it. Bro, it pissed me off. I didn't even answer him.
Oh my God, wait. It's probably the same text he sent me, like, hey, you guys should just start calling it every Thursday. Videos every Thursday.
See, yeah, no, he texts me some slick shit like that. But no, that's, he actually, for once, he individualized our texts. Because literally, there was a one time.
For once.
That made me crack up because he was texting me. My cousin Benji, something about him, he has literally worked in every position you can imagine. Like, he's worked in so many random jobs. And one of them was that he was a student driver teacher. Like, he would teach people how to drive.
Yeah.
So he texted me like, hey, let's do an episode where I'm teaching Kathleen how to drive. Remember, I was a student driver. So I thought that was funny. I text Kathleen. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my cousin Benji was a student driver teacher. And that would be funny if he like teaches you how to drive. She goes, what a good idea. I wonder where I've heard that before. And then she just shows, like, he literally copy and pasted the same thing to Kathleen.
He literally texted me the same text message at the same time. I responded, first of all, and I was like, Benjamin, I know how to drive. Thank you. I just haven't in a long time, okay?
I was so ready to drive and listen to the new episode of JK, and lo and behold, it ain't up yet. That was on Thursday at 1 p.m. I was like frantically trying to get it up. I had to film Do We Know Them at night. I wanted to text him back and be like, this one, Benji. Like, literally.
Oh my God.
It's like he has a sensor for the worst time to possibly text me, and that's when he does it.
No, literally. I was like, that, if he would have asked me before that, I would have been like, do not send that text message.
Anyway, that was just a PSA. I know you're watching, Benji, so.
But yeah, besides that, it was a great time. Benjamin, thank you so much for inviting us out and having a great time. Can I just talk about the L'Oreal ad?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, you don't think it's a little bit crazy for L'Oreal to be like, oh my God, we should say something to like take it, like, you know, make a nod to your lash gate. Like, we should, like, you don't think that's kind of like sinister?
I do. And I'm not surprised by it simultaneously. Like, it's like, I think it's insane for them to do. I think that's a crazy move. But like
as the brand, if it was a video that she did, whatever, but like as the brand ad, you don't think that's kind of
no,
crazy?
I agree. Like, it's very weird. That coupled in with her divorce announcement. Like, I've just had a little bit of enough of Michaela this week. I think I need to I need to really settle down.
The thing is that, like, okay, like, I love to harp on about Lash Gay and, like, her lying about the elf kissing booth thing. The divorce shit, like, divorce sucks.
No, divorce sucks, but it's her announcement that she's just like, you're gonna need to sit down for this one. And I'm like, oh my God. it's just a very weird way to announce it.
Take a minute. Take it all in. Take it in. And it's like, I mean,
no, people were literally just like, are we the kids in the divorce? Like, why are you telling us to sit down? Like, yeah, I get it that some people will be like, oh shit, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, some but people that really love them together.
It was just a very almost like dystopian way to announce a divorce, because it was just like, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Take it in.
To me, it's more so the video right after. Get ready for me with Valentine's.
I want to stat this video by saying I appreciate you and I love you. And you're gonna want to sit down for this video.
Get ready with me for Valentine's Day. I need to look so fucking hot tonight.
That right after was a little bit much.
It's whiplash. Day. I don't know what my opinion on her is. I don't like dislike her as a person necessarily. I just don't want
to. Me neither. I just don't believe a word she says.
That, yeah. But then I also, like, I just don't want to consume her content. Like, if it comes up, I'm just like, swipe away.
You see, like, I really like watching her makeup tutorials. I like seeing her apply makeup.
I can't. Like, haven't you ever seen the compilations of people scrolling through her TikTok? And it's like, get ready with me to do the Super Bowl. Get ready. I'm on the way to the Super Bowl.
I know.
It's too much.
I know. Because the thing is that she caters to, like, that.
The shot.
You know, like, those videos that go viral on TikTok, they're like, oh my God, guys, come here. Like, it's super weird. Yeah. God bless. But, like, there are some that I could ingest. Like, her, like, hot one of whatever. Like, I could do certain pots.
No, but you know what?
I do like makeup.
The last time, though, that you said that you really liked her makeup content, I purposefully went scrolling on her TikTok to try to find just like a calm either makeup tutorial or a get ready with me that wasn't sensationalized or weird or her like addressing something. And they don't exist.
Yeah, because her makeup tutorials are even then. Like, I love watching her apply her makeup and seeing the finished product. But yeah, it's with all the theatrics.
Still. Yeah, and it's either theatrics or she's selling something. There really isn't a calm, like, oh, just her chilling doing her makeup anymore. Like, I know she used to do that because I do remember that. But yeah, ever since Kim Kardashian, things have gone downhill, I fear.
Well, now she knows, like, that's what gets clicks and that's what gets views. That's when she's true. Like super, you know. I'm not just like that. And so she's got to keep doing it. So I just thought it was crazy. Like, I saw that L'Oreal ad, bro. And I'm just like, I clutch my pearls at anything I see online. I'm just always like, like, I think that's so, like, I saw that L'Oreal ad.
No, it is insane. Like, on a real level, when you consider everything for the brand to okay that, I mean, it almost makes more sense how Lashgate happened, because maybe they did like either okay it or they didn't mind or whatever, because they could have told her take that video down. I think that video's still up.
I know, that is weird. So I don't the know fact what that they never behind the scenes
retracted that definitely gives, they were like, okay, yeah, I get it that like people are like upset about this, but I bet it sold a lot of mascaras, which is crazy.
You would think the opposite.
No, bitch, I almost bought the mascara, remember?
Yeah, because
It was late. I was doing TikTok shopping and late at night.
No, Jessie is literally like a marketer's dream. Like, you can get her to buy anything. I did this thing in Miami. I went to this mastermind class, and basically they gathered a bunch of people who had like Miami-based brands, like CEOs and brand founders in Miami, to kind of like give you tips and tricks on how to like grow your business, whatever. So it was the owner of Glamnetic, the owner of Aroma 360, which... the owner of
come on elaborate Comfort. elaborate
I will. The owner of Comfort, like the hoodie, like the sweater, yeah, hoodie.
Comfort,
I
mean, without the O, or without the second O.
You have a hoodie, don't you? You have a Comfort hoodie.
So I don't have a Comfort hoodie. What I do have, I mean, I got one for Joey, and like I've bought some as gifts, and I know that they're like good quality. Come on.
Yeah, I am good. And then the other CEO was the guy from Clean Skin Club, which I had no idea what Clean Skin Club was.
I'm
updating Jessie on this thing that I went to. She had the Clean Skin Club box in her living room. I think the only thing you didn't own was the Aroma 360.
I didn't have the Aroma 360. Glamnetic, I've tried their products and stuff, but I'm not, like, since I do my own, like, I go to a nail place.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? I don't really use, my mom uses Glamnetic all the time. Comfort, I've definitely bought from them. Yeah, I mean, those are super well-known brands. Come on.
No, they are. I didn't know anything about the Clean Skin Club. And just like, oh yeah, girl, I'm the number one fan.
I totally understand why people think Clean Skin Club is bullshit, because it's literally like, you would think it's like pieces of Bounty or something. So if you don't know, it's like a box that you get, and then it has these towels for your face that are meant to be
used one time. And yes, like I understand.
Paper towels.
Yeah, I understand environmentally there's probably some corals.
I was going to say, that is extremely wasteful and probably harmful to the environment.
Okay, my kids wipe their ass with the towel that I would be using on my face. I have a defense. Like, literally, my kids are disgusting and grab my towels to wipe their Cheeto hands on and shit. And, like, I was breaking out a lot more before I used Clean Skin Club. Okay, I really was. I'm telling you. So then I got it. And one thing that I love about it is that I was also getting makeup on my towels because I put makeup a little bit down my neck, like not all the way down. But like when I'm just washing my face, I'm not going in the shower. You know what I mean? Like I'm just taking off my makeup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The corners of my face and stuff would always put a little bit of makeup on my towel. I hated that. Also, just in general, I don't wash my towels that much. Like I wash them like once a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Honestly, for me, it sounds silly because I do. I wash my face and then I turn around and I just pat my face with the towel. And yeah, it's a towel that, let's say, like, I don't wash that towel every day. So I'm like patting myself like with a towel that's been sitting there, whatever.
It goes deeper than that, though. Like if you're shitting in the same bathroom, your shit's on that towel. And you sure, know you're shitting. You know you stay shitting.
Like, for me, I do have sensitive skin for other, like I've never, you know what I mean? Like it's never been an issue for me. So when I think of something like Clean Skin Club, I'm like, that seems ridiculous and also terrible for the environment. I just know it. But when I hear people, like there are testimonies and you're one of them. And I've spoken to people that are like, no, yeah, those little towels like stop me from breaking out, which is insane.
No, 100%. Like my breakouts have reduced by like 80% using that shit. Like it's nuts.
So it wasn't your halo pills?
First of all, that was a different time in my life. I wasn't ever using them together. Okay. I think that also a thing that helped with my skin a lot, which I know sounds insane. I think pregnancy fixed my skin a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I think it changed my skin type. I used to be more oily before pregnancies and now I'm more dry, so I don't break out as much. But anyway, I bought the little box that it's like bamboo and then you refill it with your Clean Skin Club towels, whatever. And by the way, they're not just like regular paper towels. They're super stretchy. Like you can not rip them if you wanted to. Like they're fibrous or something like that. You know what
I mean? Honestly, his story on how they started that and like how they, what, it was really inspiring.
But as far as it being bad for the environment, I'm like, okay, sure, but like you know how long it takes me to get through one of the boxes and I'm like, is that really what's killing everything? You know what I mean? I understand that the environment is a culmination and like it's all adding on top of each other and that's, you know, whatever, but it's really the corporations and data centers and really bad fucked up shit. Okay, it's not my towels. Yeah,
you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right.
Like
about
every
that.
Time I get a paper straw, I'm like, bitch, I mean, come on, this is just not gonna change the world. It's just not. Let me have my straw. It's melting in my fucking drink.
If you drink it very, very, very fast, not so bad.
No, I could deal with the little sugar cane ones. I love those because it's kind of like the same vibe.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge.
And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sonny's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags and they have lasted me. Like one of mine is way over a year old and I've worn it so much and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah, and no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand. I know. The price is right, I will say, especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I love
it. But when I get a paper straw and I'm 3 sips in and everything's starting to collapse, it brews an anger in me that you know, otherwise yeah. would not exist.
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah. But honestly, whatever. I learned a lot on, I don't know why I even brought up this mastermind. I forget why. Oh, because you were like, you're a marketer's dream. I don't know why I brought it up. Here's the thing. I left that mastermind a little scared.
Oh,
a little scared. I went with Gabby. She's the owner of Alamar Cosmetics. You know, Gabby.
Queen.
And we were like one of 10 women that were there. The rest of the people that were there were like e-commerce bros. And they're like even more scary than finance bros, no, believe it or not. I don't know, man. The Aroma 360 guy, like the guy who owns... And mind you, I bought an Aroma 360. And the only reason why I bought it is because it was on sale for Black Friday for $49.99. Because that is typically a $300 freaking air diffuser, and I think that is ridiculous.
I don't get
it. $300.
Is it like essential oils type of thing?
Yes, it's like an essential oil. But here's the thing, guys. Like, three people in my personal life. Okay, Michelle, Annie, and Talia, and Andrea. Four people that I know that have had Aroma 360s, and only Annie. Annie is the only person that I know that hers hasn't broken. Everybody else's is broken, and they've had it for like maybe a year and a half.
Ooh.
But they're like, and less like, no offense, but they're like brand motto is like kind of like harassy. Like a little
really?
Bit. I get a text message from these people every single day. I get a phone call. Like, they're on my ass 24/7. Oh, there's a no. promo, Kathleen. Kathleen, there's a promo. We're calling from Aroma 360. There's a promo. And it's like, oh my God. Like, I literally cannot breathe from these people. And the guy scared the shit out of me. He had like, I mean, veneers are fine, whatever. Mm. But he had like his big chain and like his veneers and like his eyes. And he was like, I don't know. He was saying some stuff that was like that terrifying me. And I looked at Gabby. And I'm like, okay, so in order to be a billion-dollar company, you have to, like, maybe, like, not, like, sell your soul a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
Which one was the CEO that said, like, you all know who I am? Was it him?
No, it was the main mastermind was, like, the owner of Comfort Colors. And don't get me wrong. Like, for example, Kevin, the owner of Glamnetic, super helpful insights. Like, he was giving, like, really good advice. Even the guy from Clean Skin Club, like, his backstory and, like, he's an immigrant. Like, it was, like, a really interesting story and, like, super inspiring. There was just something about the Aroma 360 guy that like kind of left an unsettling feeling
I'm
in
not
my
gonna
chest.
Lie
and yeah the comfort guy
I need
the comfort
to see
guy
him.
Was cocky, but he also had like a very like inspiring like, listen, you just like, yes, he did say like, well, everybody here knows who I am and you know whatever, but like Comfort Colors, if you guys didn't know, made $2 billion off of TikTok shop last year. But he was like cute and nice, and like I just think like in order to be like that successful, like there's gotta be like some sort of
is
like
the right person.
No.
That's not him.
No.
So wait, why did I type in Aroma 360 CEO and this guy obviously has veneers and matches the part? Is this another guy?
No.
Bro, this is him.
Guy. Oh my God, guys, I don't want to slander this man. Because yeah, when I search up Aroma 360 CEO, it's this man. The guy that I'm talking about is blonde. Where is he? I don't see him anywhere.
It was like the wrong company.
If he wasn't the owner, he was definitely the spokesperson and he scared the bejesus out of me.
I just think that's interesting. That the CEO I'm telling you, also the only... has veneers.
I mean, that doesn't matter.
No, that does matter because I was like, oh, this is the guy, obviously, because he has veneers.
Yeah. No,
like,
but the guy I'm referring to is a white blonde man.
Interesting.
Not that man that you searched up.
Okay, well, yeah. We just want to say she thought it was
I'm
the
sorry
CEO.
To this man.
Yeah, we're sorry to this man. He did nothing wrong as far as we're concerned, and his company may not be evil. We don't know.
No, they may not be.
Your Aroma 360 does sound like a crazy motors going
no,
when
they're,
you turn
they're
it on.
A freaking it's allegedly. Allegedly, like they're not actually. This is just my opinion. They're like an MLM, bro.
Oh my God.
Like they stay cold messaging me constantly.
Hey girly. Oh my God. What was there was a brand that did that to me too. I think it was BK Brushes. Bro, like just fucking sending me text messages like today's 20% off, tomorrow's blah, blah. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm done.
I mean, listen, we do that too at Light Slacker, but like we do
no,
it in a
you don't send as many
respectful way.
You do not send as many.
By the way, guys, I didn't tell you guys on the last episode because this happened after filming. Oh my God. I don't know what happened to me. Guys, I had a monster. As you know, we stopped filming that episode like at 2 a.m. I text yeah. Jesse like at 3:45 in the morning and I wrote, damn you, monster. I was having so much tachycardia. I don't know what happened to me.
You didn't need to drink the whole thing. That was ridiculous. You were just supposed to sip on it. Yeah, I noticed that when I was editing. You kept drinking it.
But I don't know what happened to me that in the middle of the night, I started to like actually trip out. Like I was tripping out that I even like called to Alex. Mind you, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. He's like dead asleep, snoring like with his little whistle in his nose, and I'm like, Alex waking him up. He's like, what? And I'm like, I'm scared. I'm like, I feel like the boat is like, I was like terrified that the boat was going under, and I was like literally hyperventilating going to him like, I'm so scared, the boat is going under. And he turns around, he goes, honey, the boat was paid for and prayed for, go to sleep. like, what? He's like, trust me.
This boat was paid for and prayed for. It's not going under.
The way that would not make me feel better at all.
I know. I'm like, what is it being paid for? Have anything to do with anything? And he's like, trust me. He's like, last time I was on a boat, pobrecito, like, woke up out of his slumber to tell me this story. He's like, last time I was on a boat, it was tossing and turning so much that she was like falling on top of me on the bed. Like, it was like swinging us around like that. He's like, this is nothing, girl. Nothing. Go to bed.
Oh my God, I can't.
But I was fully having a panic attack. And I was like, you don't think so, right? And he's like, no.
Wait,
no,
but
no,
what no, led dear. To that? You were just like sitting there on your phone awake. And then you're just like, I don't get it. What made you feel like you were going under?
I think it was because I was so anxious from the monster that I had like such adrenaline and my heart was pumping. It started to like really affect my brain.
Okay.
And the thoughts started. And then an avalanche and it spiraled.
Yeah, I used to get that when I was super, super, super scared of flying. And there was this one time me and Joy were flying to Chicago and I was doing like breathing exercises because I swear in my brain, I could see that the plane was like this, which I don't even know how I would see that the plane... You know what I mean? But like my perception was like twisted and I'm like, we're going down. And I was having a full on fucking panic attack. So yeah, it could affect the way you see things.
Oh, like 100%. The thing is that when you're like going through it, like, you know, logic is not there.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens to me all the time when I look out of the plane and they're just like making a turn. I'm like, oh, it's going to start going like this. No.
My thing now with flying, I really am not scared to fly, but like I still get nervous every time we take off. And it's just that initial... Like when we're actually doing the movement and we're starting to go up, my brain goes, okay, let's see if we go up or down. Let's just see what happens. Like, that's like where I'm at. I'm like, it could go either way. That's what I think.
No, literally same.
But I've gotten a lot better. Oh my God. I used to literally avoid flying. Like I would get to my destination and I couldn't even enjoy it because I was just worried about flying on the way back.
Yeah, like going back, yeah.
But now, oh my God, I'm so over that.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. You're like, what's that like? Yeah, Kathleen is very much still scared of flying, so much so that you won't fly here to go to the Hillary Duff concert. There, I said it.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. That's not why. Okay, Jessie texted me the other day. She's like, hey, do you
that's
like
literally
Hillary
why.
Duff? I'm like, yeah, I love Hillary Duff. She's like, oh my God, let's go to the concert. It's here in Georgia. Joey's coming. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I don't know if I love her enough to like get on an airplane. You know what I mean?
No. I don't. First of all, it's just so fun because it's at the same place I saw Kesha at. And it's very rare that you see an artist in a place where you can like sit on a lawn. You know what I mean? Like you could just like sit and vibe. And when I tell you that it's part of the, like you're feeling the earth and the girls and the gays are all there. And it's so, oh my God, the effervescence was insane. And honestly, I'm going to be honest. Okay. Do I think Hillary Duff is going to say,
you think you're
going to
get effervescence?
Performer?
From Hillary Duff. I mean, I love Hillary Duff.
No, not from her, from the girls and the gays in the audience. That's what effervescence is. It's just all united, like all just feeling like this nostalgia, like, oh my God, Lizzie McGuire. And she sings, have you ever seen such beautiful night? She does.
Well, you guys did convince me really well last night. So Jessie was on FaceTime with Joey when we were at the bar and they both started going, why not take a crazy chance? And they started to sing, why not? And I'm like, okay, guys, fine. You're convincing me a little bit. Fine. By the way, I have footage of Joey watching Benji like perform his song and he's holding up the phone and Amelie's just watching Benji perform as well. And it was so cute. We could like put it in and blur her face or something.
Yeah, when it was done, she was like, yeah. She loved to see him. But I don't think that Hillary Duff is gonna like, God bless, put on like an amazing show that like, you know what I mean? Like as far as like performance wise, like she hasn't performed in a long time and she's never been like a, like she, you know, like I feel like Kesha blew my socks off with like her vocals.
Are you kidding me with her?
Yeah, I've seen that so many times on TikTok. I'm like, mama, we need to cut that dance move. We got to cut it.
That was a great performance.
Yeah, it's definitely giving, you know, Michelle's always saying I'm giving millennials. Definitely giving millennial. And I love it though. Like in a great way.
She's millennial. She's as millennial
she really
as
is. And I love it. And I want to go mostly because I just feel like it will be such a good vibe. But Kathleen refuses and she says, absolutely not, you stupid bitch. That's what she told me.
Oh my God. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm just going to. Pre-sale happens like tomorrow. So you know what? You have.
What? You're getting the tickets tomorrow?
Well, that's when they go on sale.
Okay, fine. Get me tickets.
Yeah, I'll go. We did it again. I don't think there's been one thing that you said you weren't going to go to that I didn't eventually convince you to go to since we started this podcast.
The thing is that I'm very easily convinced because FOMO really gets me.
And I also, by the way, speaking of convincing, I finally convinced Nassim of New York. However, very sad. He's going to come But he's bringing a friend. Oh, I don't care. And they're going to go do their thing.
Well, then wouldn't that defeat the purpose of him there to protect us if he's going to go off and do his own thing?
Okay, yes, totally. But don't tell him that. But then also in his mind, like, for instance, like if we're watching a Broadway show and he's out at a bar, like by the Broadway show, in his head, if somebody comes in there to kill us, he could help. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Come on.
I don't know if I said this on the show, but Nassim was terrified of us going to New York because he thought we were going to die. So
I mean, I get that fear.
And I kept telling him, I'm like, Kathleen is super safe. You know, Kathleen always thinks she's gonna die and she's totally gonna protect us. To which he was not convinced by that. God bless.
What can I protect you from? God bless.
It doesn't make me feel much better. And also, it doesn't make him feel much better that out of me, you, Abby, and Talia, I'm the biggest bitch. So I would have to be the one that like fights somebody.
Yeah. No, we would all fight.
Kathleen, you would not fight. Haven't you seen yourself on that punching machine? You're like, huh.
If someone was beating you down, I would jump on him, on you the would? Back of him. Be like, get off of her.
Get off of her.
I would do it.
I know you would. No, I know. I feel like you guys would definitely do your best.
But I can't take it on a plane.
But what if somebody is coming with like a knife?
Oh, we're fucked.
See, that's why he's got to come.
We're so fucked. If he has a knife or a gun, we are screwed.
Yeah, New York is a kind of a scary place, but also so electric and I love it so much. So I'm very excited for that trip.
Oh my God, so electric and so amazing and so wonderful. So like, wonderful. You know, I mean, I hate it there. Like, I would never live there, but I love to go
Yeah,
there.
On like the third day, I'm like, get me out of this hellhole.
Oh my God, but like the shows and food.
Fantabulous. I love it so much. Oh, get ready to hear us complain about New York City, honey. I'm so ready for it. I love how the other day Kathleen sent me a little schedule and it was like March, April, May, June, July, and all the places we're gonna go to.
Oh, and we are.
Oh, and we certainly are. Because we hate each other so much, right? Right? That doesn't add up. Come on, we would cancel That's all these true. Vacations That's if we true. Hated each other.
Which, by the way, word on the street is you guys over there have the flu.
Wow. Word on the street? Did Joey tell you?
No. Your mama told my mama this morning.
Oh my God. I'm so dead. They're still talking? No, my mom actually has a flu and we got lucky because like it was the day after she had come to help me with the kids. And she's like, dude, the night that I got home from helping you, like I just felt like shit, but none of us got it. So she was able to like stay home and God bless, pass it on to Joe, who then felt like shit. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you guys didn't get it. Thank God.
No. I am done with the flu. I had it once this year. I think I've paid my dues. That's it.
Yeah, enough.
And I can't take time off. That's the thing. It's like I could take a day off. I cannot take like 3 days off. So then I film with the flu. Then I have no voice. I mean, come on. It's horrible.
We need to do something about that. You need like some time off. Come on.
Well, I have time off when we go on vacation. I just only simply have to absolutely die before getting everything done. And then it's great. Then I have a fantastic time. No, yeah, I was thinking about doing the like 4-night thing because I felt like the Disney cruise was too short. I know you guys think we hated it, but I loved it. I wanted it to be longer, like a little bit longer, like just one more full day, like not.
I agree. I wanted anywhere. A full day at sea. I yes, wanted a we needed full that. Day.
That would have felt very complete. That. Like if we had at least yes. gotten that, I would have felt like, oh, damn, that was like a really, I literally felt. I blinked and the trip was done. Like that's how it felt.
Yeah, we should have stayed on the boat at Nassau, bro. Ugh.
I know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. But anyway, I really want to do time. The 5-night situation or at least 4-night. 4-night, I think, would be perfect. And in thinking of doing that, I'm like, how the fuck? How would I take 5 days off? Like, there's just like no fucking way. Yeah,
a lot of pre-recording, I guess.
A lot of pre-recording. And then, God bless, that gives the stalest topics to Do We Know Them. We just start.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to pre-record for Do We Know Them because like the topics have to be hot. Man, there were so many things that we didn't, like I wrote them down of things that we didn't talk about when we were sitting there on that couch. Like guys.
Due to being nauseous.
Yeah, for sure. Like, are there any doctors in the building? Any doctors who are here who watch? Because I have IT. Okay, first of all, I went to the physical therapist and they confirmed it for me.
Well, okay. They confirmed you have an issue, not the root of it. Like, I feel like you made up how you got it. God bless.
No, they literally, like, I walked on a treadmill. They did a bunch of tests for me. They looked, the only thing I didn't do was a damn x-ray. But, like, he looked at me, he was like, oh, yeah, you might have IT band syndrome. Like, for real.
Okay, so I was about to say, she would call it IT band. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not what it's called. Because that's, like, the name of the thing. It is called the IT band. Yeah, but doesn't everyone have that?
Well, yeah, everybody has an IT band, but I get, like, what they call IT band syndrome.
Yeah, but you just kept saying on the cruise, oh, I have IT band. And I was like, I don't think that's right.
Whenever I run, guys, I get this excruciating, and I'm talking about like excruciating pain on the side of my knee. And at first, like when I did the first half marathon I didn't start feeling it until like mile 8. The second half marathon I didn't start feeling it until like mile 2. And now when I did the 5K with my mom, the minute I start running, I'm like, I'm feeling it. And I have been running more frequently and it's like hurting me more frequently. But basically, the guy at the therapy place told me like I really needed to do like leg strength training, that the only thing that's going to help that is like leg days. He's like, you have to do leg workout a
do
lot.
Do Pilates. We do so many things for IT bands in Pilates.
Do you? And they say
yeah,
that?
All the time. Yeah, because Pilates is not just like strength and core training and like you work out your entire body, but it is coupled in with like pretty extensive stretching too of like your IT bands.
Yeah, because I have to do that. He said like a lot of like strength training, lower body, and a lot of stretching. Mm-hmm. He's like, you need to get a foam roller and like roll out that IT band, girl. I'm like, yeah, I don't do any of those things.
Yeah. Well, Kathleen was limping the whole day. And I have video that we're actually going to, I was going to say for Patreon, but I could just show it briefly. It's you limping, but her fucking ass in her, what jeans are those? She had the biggest dump truck I've ever seen in my life.
No,
limping
bro,
across the hallway.
You're so dramatic, but thank you.
No, it was absolutely, I mean, I was filming it to like film her limping. And then in the video, I'm like, damn, Kathleen, you got a dumpy shit.
Those are the, okay, it's because I'm wearing the sweatpant jeans. They're like jeans, but
your
they're sweatpants.
Your ass eats those up. You gotta tell me what brand those are. I gotta check that out.
I'm gonna send you the link.
Oh my God, please do. Every time you wear them, I'm like, wow, those are fantabulous.
I know, and they're like the most comfortable thing ever. But anyway, yeah, I was limping up a storm, guys. Yeah, I was limping all that just for a medal to say winner.
Oh my God, and that's my favorite part, though, is in our episode, you were saying, is there any doctors? And then you talk about how you knew a brain surgeon, and then we completely got off the topic. But that's why we were talking about that because of your IT band situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. And we didn't even get into it. But yeah, guys, I had IT band syndrome. So if anybody in the chat also has it as well, let me know. I bought an IT band strap that you put above the knee so that when I do like my runs on the weekends, that should help me, I guess. But yeah, gotta go to the gym, I guess.
Maybe cool it on the marathons for a little bit, you know?
No, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Bro, my mom got the wine stain out of Yovani's shirt.
Oh, my God. Okay. Rosie needs to
be
studied.
Guys, we have a big mega wine waterboarding update.
Rosie has done this twice now, and I think that it's pretty insanely amazing. She may be a witch, because how did she get the magnet stains off the fridge? Okay, cure that problem completely. And then the wine out of Giovanni's white shirt. Insane.
No, and the craziest part is I didn't want to update you as it was happening because I knew it was going to trigger you and you
thank
were gonna
you spiral. I appreciate that.
It wasn't until the stain was fully out that I said, okay, we can show her the progress. But like, my mom took the wine stain out of her dress in like 5 seconds. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. The material is so thin that like she put it in the little, it came out. Giovanni's, she was at it for 2 days.
Oh,
she was grinding that Tamagotchi.
She's such a fucking liar, telling me that it didn't matter, that those clothes were basically disposable to her, then spends 2 days trying to get the stain out.
She said that about her dress. Giovanni really loves that white shirt.
Oh my God, don't tell me that. Do not. Oh no.
I mean, they didn't care, but my mom is like, you know, cuando ella coge con algo. Like,
oh my God.
She really has to make it work. You cannot tell. I saw it in person. You cannot tell that was ever, ever.
Wow. Wow. It's like it never happened. That tablecloth, though, for sure, they threw that away. Ain't no way they tried to wash that.
For sure, immediately. Garbage.
No, I don't even think we mentioned how the waiter put like a towel or like a napkin right over it. And he goes, look, it's like nothing ever happened. And then like within 5 minutes, all the wine was seeping through that napkin and it just looked like a murder scene. And I was
embarrassed. It's like literally 10 gallons of wine here. So like, I don't think that little napkin is really going to save anything.
I love how everybody was trying to make me feel better. But when I really got down to it, everyone was like, no, if it was me, I would have literally killed myself. Like,
I would have died actually. Like, if I would have put wine on your mom, I would have killed myself.
My mom would have been the worst person to do that to, though. Like, she would have like not only screamed, but then she's just very dramatic. So she would have, you know what I mean? Like,
I wonder
your mom
where you get
so
it from.
Understanding. You know what? You're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I really do get it from my mom.
I feel like that's how you would have reacted. Oh my God. I wrote on my notes, P.S. the Aquamouse was freezing.
Oh my God. Did we even talk about the Aquamouse?
No, we did not talk. First of all, I do want to say this because Jesse, we got on this Aquamouse. Okay. This is a ride on the top of the cruise ship. It's on the deck and it's like a water roller coaster kind of. You're like
it's
on a
insane.
Raft.
It's insane. Like, I can't believe
it's
that's
a water
on a
slide.
Ship. Like, it's wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
It was insane. It. And it even like shoots you up at one point. Like, it's really, really awesome. However, it was freezing outside. Okay. Freezing temperatures. But I was like, fuck it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to ride it. Jesse had already gone on it one time. And I was like, let's go on it together for the plot. Let's do it. I sat in front of her. She sits behind me. And as it's going up, she's like, okay, just be prepared because it starts to shoot really, really cold water at you. Like, before you go into the tunnel, it starts to like
it's actually
side,
really
like,
annoying. Like, each side of the TV freezing. Screen starts shooting water at you. And it's just like, when it's so cold and windy, it was not the vibes.
I'm sure in the middle of summer when you're like so damn hot, that is a nice, like, fresh. Right. Water. But I'm like, oh my God, I'm like dodging all this water. And I look ahead and there is a giant waterfall at the edge of the tunnel. Like you have to go through a waterfall to even go through the thing. And I look back and I'm like, why were you warning me about these little shooting things if we were about to go under a dam freezing?
I somehow feel like the little shooting was way worse than the waterfall.
No. I think the giant waterfall was way worse.
And freezing somehow, don't you feel like the other water was heated a little bit?
No.
Oh, I kind of had an inkling that the rest of the water that wasn't being spat at you was like kind of heated a little bit.
Oh my God, guys, I have never been so cold in my life to the point where like when I got off the ride, like my stepdad was like, damn, why'd you go without me? I really wanted to go. And he touched my skin. He said, hell nah, I'm not getting on that shit. I was so frozen to the touch.
I'm sorry though. It is so worth it. I did that 3 times. I loved it.
No, I said one and done because it was too cold, but it was so fun. Like I imagine in the summer that being so amazing and wonderful.
The first time I went was with Ademi and she asked for more. Like she asked the guy, she goes, can we go again? Bet.
Kids don't feel coldness, bro.
She was literally shaking, but yeah.
Yeah, but they don't notice. But like I was so cold on that ride that I was disoriented. Instead of holding on to the like the little things on the raft, I was holding on to Jesse's dogs. Right next to me.
Okay. Yeah. Her feet. Yeah, I did.
Her feet were like wrapped up and I was like, holding on to her feet like this as we were going. But great slide.
No, it was great. And honestly, everything was great. Minus us, we didn't really know this at the time of filming our last episode, but we got scammed in the Nassau thing. I hope you know that. I hope you know we actually got scammed.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Okay, so we did this day pass to go to Atlantis.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about like we got scammed in the sense that they sold us day passes when everything was closed? Or we got scammed in the sense that they double charged us?
That one. They double charged us.
So we got double scammed?
Okay, so not only did they charge me for everybody's day pass, which is what was supposed to happen. Okay, that was supposed to happen. And then Kathleen was going to give me for her and her parents and stuff. They did that. Then they charged everybody in their rooms on top of that. So what that means is not only did I get charged everybody's day pass, I also got charged for my room, like every person, my mom's room, every person. And those were all on my card. So like I got double charged too. So I didn't just get paid.
But I even got charged like when you told me like check your bank statements, I was charged for the whole for the Nassau thing.
Yep.
Wait, were we not able to get our money back? Like,
okay, so Stephanie has been fighting with Disney because it turns out when you're booking your cruise and stuff, Disney's like, oh, we're here to help you. It's me, Minnie Mouse, on the phone to help. And then when you leave, they're like, suck my fucking dick. Okay, that's what they do, allegedly. I'm being hyperbolic, of course. They have an after cruise customer service. She tried to call for us and they literally said like, they should have handled that on the ship. Like, why didn't they talk to guest services? And she goes, my clients were literally on vacation. They didn't see the breakdown of the folio and they were like, enjoying their time. Like, what are you talking about? They just realized that when they got home that they were charged all this stuff. And they told her that, like, you're the travel agent. Like, you already did your job, basically. Like, you booked the trip for them. They can deal with this now. Like, they're the ones who have to deal with it. And she's like, okay, I understand. I'm the one trying to deal with it for them. Like, can you help me understand these charges? Whatever. They didn't help her. Me and her both emailed. No answer. It said it could take up to 30 days to answer us. And then she said today, the latest update I got is that she's going to try to call back. But literally, it's like a nightmare to deal with them after. Like, if you leave the ship and you have extra charges, good luck to you, queen.
Oh, no. It was a lot of money. It was
And I wish it was just like a couple $100.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how much that would be. A lot of fucking just money. Just on my thing, it says Nassau, like $958. That is insane. Stephanie Parker Way Travel, our beautiful, amazing travel agent. We love her so much. She was like, I'm going to get on there and I'm going to use my Karen customer service voice because I cannot. She was pissed.
Yeah, it was bad. It's really, really bad. So that is very unfortunate. Aside from the fact that the experience was not great. And then like even beyond the lady telling me like, did you put that sticker on your hair on purpose? Like the whole thing that she did before that where she's like, oh, do you guys have your driver's licenses? Rude. And we didn't. My dad didn't have his. And she's like, yeah, you need yours. Which by the way, we didn't need them. We just needed our key card. But whatever. Sure, whatever. So my dad went to go get it. She's like, don't worry, you have time. We get back and she's like, you don't have time. Like, sorry, they left already. And we're like,
what? You literally told us we had time.
And then we did have time. She just walked us down with everybody else and then we just went. Like, it was like very weird. Making things harder than it needed to be. But on top of all that, to be overcharged by like, if I did all the math, like overcharged by like at least like $4,000 or something, it's insane.
It is.
Like, actually, for the worst, most shitty day of my
life. That's the thing is like, not only did they fucking charge us for a park that didn't have any of the amenities. Imagine going to like a water park. Like, you pay for a water park and you walk in, they're like, by the way, the rides are closed.
No. Alex was telling me yesterday, he goes, I don't even care if the slides were open. I would have still been pissed. He's like, literally, that place sucks. No,
yeah.
But then also, the only thing that anybody really enjoyed was my son loved the aquarium because he loves aquariums. But Dude, the aquarium is falling apart. The tiles in the front are cracking and all of the walls are leaking. So
something's going to go down.
I'm like, we're all going to die in here. Literally. And at one point, like in the aquarium, they just threw a towel in the front of it. And I'm like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, what a fun time. We really did have a blast.
We had such a good time there. I loved it.
Oh my God. And then you bought sandals for Ademi and they were too small.
Bro, Amelie is, which by the way, we will address that in a second because I know that you've talked about it multiple times, but people were asking, I was trying to answer in the comments. Well, I guess we'll say it right now. But people are like, why do you call her Ademi?
Oh, okay. So multiple reasons. Some kids like my niece Belle and stuff, they can't say Amelie, or like they can now. Now she calls it Amelie. But yeah, it's kind of like a hard name. But honestly, Amelie couldn't pronounce her own name when she was younger. So she would call herself Ademi. And then Joey started calling her Ademi. So it's like a term of endearment. And then I think at one point in the cabin episode, you called her Alemi.
Oh,
you know,
you know, I don't know. But like, I just think it's so cute, like hearing Belle call her Ademi or whatever. And so we've all just like adapted that.
Yes, absolutely. It was fantastic.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's just a sweet nickname. It is. But don't be confused. Like, her real name is Amelie.
How many names does she have? But I went to while they were in the little water park, I walked all the way towards the back because I really do. I love Atlantis. I've been there so many times on vacation. And in the back, they have like where the yachts are, where the little pizza, the Ben and Jerry's. And I was like walking through there and they do have a little store. And I asked Jessica. I said, what is her shoe size? She told me 11.
It is her shoe size. I just bought her a size 11 and it fits her gloriously. The problem is she's got a real wide foot and the sandals you bought had a real thick thong.
They did. They had a super thick thong.
And her poor toes, like nothing was fitting. But she was trying to make it work. God bless her.
She was determined to wear those sandals that I got her. Pobrecita. She was like,
she was walking like,
they were pink. And like, she was like, oh my God, you got me sandals. And then she put them on and like, she could not walk to save her life. She was like walking all like discombobulated. And Nassim was like, mama, like take them off, please. Take the sandals off. She's like, no. Pobrecita. She had to take them off.
You know? Yeah, we do have them as a memento. Wow. You know?
Those will be in the garbage. Bit of a souvenir.
No. I keep things, you know, like I have little shirts from them when I went on vacation or like little onesies when they were babies, you know, things like that. I keep little, you know, souvenirs. That's come cute. On. I'm That's never going to give those away.
Come on.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Quince.
When it comes to holiday gifting, I want to give things that people are really going to love, but I also want those things to be beautiful and last for years. And that's why I'm going with Quince because they have things like Mongolian cashmere sweaters and Italian wool coats. And to my surprise, I get Quince packages at my door and it wasn't mine. My husband had ordered them for gifts for Christmas and didn't use our code. I almost tackled him.
No, you're lying.
I swear. He's like, yo, they have Mongolian cashmere. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's literally so funny.
And every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxury brands charge. And by the way, I had a Quince ring that it was like my favorite ring in the entire world. I was wearing it every single day and I accidentally lost it at Sunny's restaurant the other day.
Devastating.
It flew right off my finger. And I don't know how, because it fit me perfectly. And then I was looking under the table for like 5 whole minutes and I finally told the guy working there, like, it's fine. I'll just get another one from Quince.
Well, make sure to use our code, would you? I have a bunch of their crossbody Italian leather bags and they have lasted me. Like one of mine is way over a year old and I've worn it so much and it looks exactly like the day I bought it. Like they are so durable and good quality.
No, I love my little crossbody nylon one that I took to Orlando. So good.
Yeah. And no matter what you decide to get from Quince, the craftsmanship shows in every detail, like the stitching, the fit.
No, it really feels like you're shopping from a super, super luxury brand. I know. The price is right, I will say. Especially like for the material that you're getting.
So find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, by the way. That's Quince, quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. But anyway, that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess the lights, camera, smiles, shall we?
Are you on an unwellness journey? Or no. Or are we just doing a regular lights, camera, smiles?
I'm just doing a regular lights, camera, smiles.
You did send me an Eve's wellness thing the other day, so I was just wondering.
And you didn't look. I sent it to you twice, and you did not look at it.
What was it?
Because I really wanted you to open it. Can you just open it? I just want you to, just the first 10 seconds.
Okay.
This one's vile, Jesse. This one's vile.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm gonna spit in your fucking mouth when I tell you that you don't have to age, okay?
Oh my God, she needs to be dealt with. I'm sorry. She needs to get off the fucking internet. I'm disgusted.
Oh? What the fuck was that?
Someone commented, how come I've been on it for over 2 months and really haven't noticed a change at all? What am I doing wrong? Maybe listening to the girl who's fucking spitting and saying I'm gonna put a warm shower head on your clit? Maybe that's that.
Mm-hmm. And queef in your mouth. Oh, bro, when I saw that spit, I lost it. Bro,
that just fucking grossed me out so bad. Oh my God, I hated that.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. Yeah.
If anybody was wondering how my unwellness journey is going, I'm still very unwell. It's going
strong.
Well, now to begin Lights, Camera, Smiles. The one that I was going to do Lights, Camera, Smiles, but you did it on Do We Know Them yesterday or the day before, whenever the new one was.
What was it? The Golden Retriever?
The dog with the little girl.
Oh my God,
so cute. So cute. But you know what I decided? I forgot to tell you guys about this. I lost it. Okay, so my mom, you guys don't know this, but my mom is a sucker for any AI video. My mom falls for anything AI. It is so bad.
Who are we to talk? Am I right?
No, but oh my God, my mom is so bad. I'll see her like giggling at something and then she shows me and I'm like, Mom, that is so clearly not real. And so the other day we were in the kitchen and she goes, oh my God, she's kind of like freaked out watching this video, like this poor dog. Oh my God, this dog. And she's like, do you think that this is real? Look at this dog. I was like, Mom, like I could not believe that she thought it was real. And I sent it to Jesse and Jesse was like, not the dog in half. Literally folded in half.
No. That was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
I have to show you guys. I don't have the actual video of what my mom was watching. I only have the video that I sent to Jesse where I'm like, look how bad this is. But you can clearly tell in the video that...
I fear it is clear, yeah.
It's very clear.
You think we're bad? Look how bad this generation is. My mom just sent me a video. It's real. I said, girl, that's AI. Are you joking? Look how he's bending.
They're fucking flying off the table.
And he throws himself off the...
My favorite is the complete, like literally plastered in half. I mean, that's insane. He
bends himself in half, like a possessed demon dog.
That is so fucking funny.
And she was watching it like, ay, pobrecito, ay, ¿qué le está pasando? Whatever. I'm like, Mom, that's not real. Are you okay?
Oh, that is funny.
I lost it. I lost it when she dead ass was like, but do you think that's... Oh my God. I had to send it to you guys. I was losing my mind. I was like, oh my God, we are really so cooked.
No, we are. Oh, 100%. Well, anyway, my Lights, Camera, Smile is this cute moment that I saw. It says on screen, I'm learning how to roller skate as an adult. And not going to lie, I was feeling a bit embarrassed, but a little sweet girl came up to encourage me. I would think... hope, actually, that this would be something Ademi would do.
I like how you skate.
Oh, thank you. I'm still learning. I actually don't really know how to skate properly yet.
If you fall, I could hold you if you want.
Oh, thank you.
If you fall, I could hold you if you want.
That is literally so sweet. That should encourage you to get back out there, Jesse.
No, never. My skate days.
Come on.
No, you can't. Nothing can make me. Not even the cutest little girl who will hold me, which, let's be honest, they can't hold you if you fall. Come on. If we're being real.
That didn't, like, make, you know, spark some interest to get back out on the wheels again.
No, zero, actually, which is crazy, right? Yeah, zero. But it says in the caption, I'm just a girl, and she saw that. And I thought that was so cute because we're all just girls,
that is
aren't
literally
we?
So sweet.
I know. That's well, so anyway, sweet. Guys, that's pretty much all we anyway, got guys, for you.
That pretty much is.
Yeah, if you enjoyed it and made it to the end, we appreciate you. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK! JK.